Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're only today, where we were talking the whole time about the din of how to get the absorption out to extract it. The Gemara said that we had the Mishnah of Dalit, Gash eleven. We have, let's say, a wine press made out of stone. Shazafsa, you smeared with pitch. The guy did it, and there's wine that mixed in with the pitch. Menagma vihi tahira. So you're menagim it at its tahar. Shal eitz. Then we have not Rebbe Yemer. Yenage mechavim bar v'yiklaif. So we were talking the whole time about being menagevit. What does it mean, menagevit? We're holding over here, it's at the bottom of Vayidalad Amin Beis, where the Gemara breaks. Vameh menagvan. Two lines up, three lines up. The way you do it with, it would seem to me, one just says you do it with water. You do it, you wash it down. The other one's not enough. Use with a detergent, with afer. Rav Amar, b'mayim below the afer. Add, is that what he means? You do it only with water, and you don't have to use anything else, no ash? Rabba barachada omar, the afer below the mayim, that's all you use? How do you just dry it off with that? No, doesn't mean that. What it means is, elav, rabba b'mayim, who did the afer? Rabba barachada omar, you can do the afer, for who did the mayim, for love flaky. Oh. And there is no machlokes in this either, how you do it. It makes a difference if it's moist or whether it's dry. Rashi over here comes and tells us, Rav Amar B'mayim Tchila. When Rav says B'mayim, he means you first started like that. You need Afer. Achareyim, you need it after the water. But Rav Amar B'chona Amar, you start out the afer chila, who other should talk by machreim, and then you'll need water afterwards. Or Demara says it's a different spirit. Tivasa sheyesh balachluchas yayin, nice and afer chila. Where it's wet or moist, you start out nice and afer chila l'shavshef to go and rub it, now scrub it. Achatei the guva. Until it will be dry, and then you wash it away with water. Or the avesta, if it happens to be dried up, then you first go and you scrub it with water, make it wet, and you rub it down with afer to get to extract all the impurity of it, the dirt that was there as a result of it. And itmabar beirabi shveda rav omri, Tarti Tlas. Ushmoel Amar Tlas Dalad. Now, when the Seder Hadvar of what you do, is it Tarti Tlas or is it Tlas Dalad? Here we have the same thing. Tarti Tlas comes Rashi Biratimasa. When it's all wet or moist, Tarti, you have two stages. Afer Umayim. The Aveshta, and when it's dry, Tlas, you have three stages. Mayim, the Afer, Umayim. The other one holds, that's not like that. Instead of being a difference between two or three stages, it's three and four stages, meaning what? Tlas Vidalin. Tlas is one. Three stages. When you have Biratibasa, where it's wet, you first start off with the drying agent. The drying agent is afer, followed by mayim. Then the afer, you do it another round of ash. The afal pi, Shechayzer v'naisei mayim v'hamir ho'efer. Even though, what are you going to do? You're going to use water again also to take away the dirt, the residual ash. Hadu mayim. That doesn't count.
That's just to wipe away
the schmutz. Like a chashim. It's just to clean it off. It's not to get and to purge it. Midoefer. Midalid, the Avesta, is what by him? It's dried up. See, first has to start off by making it wet. You don't start off making it wet. You're not going to be able to extract it, to go and to purge it. Midalid, the Avesta, meaning what? Mayim, you first start off with that. Then there's Afer. And then there's Mayim again. That helps to clean it. The Afer. Umayim Masrai Lokashiva. That doesn't count either. Rab, oh boy, Afer. Elochana Zimna. I'm only one stage, according to so it's a show. How do you go about doing this? Ushmul boy, Afer, Tracy. He holds that you need it twice. So that's the machlekes, how to go about doing this to get the white out.
Just boiling water? What kind of water?
What? No, regular water. Itmar b'shmei d'ra, b'shmei d'ra, v'amei get. Amri tarti glas, espulama, glas dalet. Besura masnu hachi, that's how they learned it in Surah. And papadisa masnu, they learned it a little different. Be'rav amri, b'shmei d'ra, glas. And hey, even another stage. Hello, Blingy, Michael Hoshimaya Basra. The show is what exactly it would be the Machlekes over there is, how they just presented it. One counted the last stage of water, even though it's really only to get to be Menachet, to clean it up. To get up at the end from the dirt. These types of kalim that we have, what happens over here? The gurdi de armoy. I don't know exactly what kind of kalim these are.
Ropes.
What is it again?
Ropes.
What?
Ropes.
What?
Ropes.
Ropes. Ropes. Ropes. Ropes. Yeah. Okay.
This is
important.
These are
lattice
ropes.
The what?
The same thing. They're ropes.
He calls it rope. Hani gurini demad amar lein, Rabbi Avot, Hani tour, what that we learn. Hare shahayu gitav ubeis vadav tameyim. Let's say they were a tamei. Ubikesh la saisa betara. And this tamei over here is not the same usage of the word tamei that we've been using the whole time. Here it means tamei. Here it means, so again, here we have this machlekes, where it was tamei, and we have, Haresha Yugitov, Ubeis Badov, they were tamei, Ubikish Lasaisa Batara. He wants to get things to extract any of the residual tuma out of. Hadapen, now Bahadashim, these are the different things of the tools or the parts of the wine press that play a role in the pressing of the grapes. Different parts of it. Hadapen, Bahadashim, Bahadulavim, Bandichan, well, those you wash away, you just don't wash them well. Bahakalim, Shelbitzarim. This is more like the basket, the sin part, with the shmeid out of basket material. Michelle Beachputz, Menagman, there you dry them. Michelle Shifa, Michelle Gemi, if it's made out of, this material, Shifa or Gemi, it is regress, Biyashtan Yud Beis Chaynish. There's really no way to do it this way. Because it's absorbed so well deep into it, you have to let it sit for 12 months.
What is it made of?
What?
Well, what are these things?
Green grasses made out of others. The gemi that we always talk about Gabi is a type of a grass, a reed, grass.
Papyrus is a whole different reed.
No, not papyrus. No.
Gabi is not papyrus.
No, it's reed. It's a reed grass. That's what we touched it always in all our places where we had it in Shas.
A whole bunch of different plants.
There was it. What? It's a different plants. Yeah, I don't know if we even know what it is exactly. Here we have Shal Biyashad Yud Beis Chashun Gabliel Leiber. Manichad Bigas Legas. What you can do is you leave it from one season of the pressing, the wine pressing, to the other wine pressing. Umibad Labad, or by olives, from one pressing, olive pressing season to the other pressing. And Hadidra Kama, isn't that the same thing when it says Yud Beis Chaydish? No, tomorrow, no, it doesn't mean that necessarily. Why? Because it depends whether some crops, whether it was early or late. According to this, from Shimon Gamliel, you don't need 12 months. It
could be less than a year between.
Yeah, it could be even less than a year. It could be less than a year in order for it to work. And Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Haraitza Litaran, let's say he wants to be Mitar than Biyad, you don't have to do it for 12 months. Magila Bereiskin, what you can do is do it with scalding water. Ocholtan the Mezesim, or I'll scald it with water that you cooked olives in. Now, somehow, the olives have to emit a certain part of it, the contents of the olives. This is not olive oil, but this stuff that you cooked it into in water that you cooked olives in, and that has some kind of a chemical reaction, induces a chemical reaction to it that will be able to extract the wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishim Rav Yossi Eimer, Manichon Tachas Tzinor, put it underneath a flowing pipe. Shemeva Mikalchid, Bemayin, or else put it into a spring. Shemeva Frankfurt, that there's a current of water that's flowing. And how long do you leave it? Do you put it under there in order for it to wash it away? An Aina. We'll see what this is. Kederach she'amru b'yayinesach, kach amru b'taris. This is what we're saying. We're saying about b'taris. What do you mean? This is the makor of where we're saying all this is by the taris. So if anything, it should be the other reverse. The first thing that we're talking here is about the taris. Klapalayin should be the exact opposite. The taris kaiminim. We're talking, the main thing that we're talking about is taris. What he means is, the Chiddush is, the other way. Ke'ala Kederek, Shomer B'Taris, Tachamra B'Yayin Esach, the same thing will be able to be by Yayin Esach. And how much is that Kaba Oina? It's an Oina. What is the Oina that we mean? And for that we have Amrachim Arab, Amrab Yecheren, Ol Yom Olayla. Same thing that we have when we talk about Dina B'Hachastin, Rav Chana B'Hashemra, and then Rav Chana She'ina, it doesn't mean a whole yom or a whole laila. It means chatzi yom and chatzi laila. We have a half and half. I'm Rav Shua Bar Yitzchak Olam Plingi. Habit kufas nissen v'tishrei. Habit kufas tamas. How much time you have to let it go is depends on whether or not we're talking about an even amount of time the yom of a laila. We're talking the Nisim v'Tishrei, where there's an imbalance that there is between the Smat of Yom and the Yomad of Laila, where the day is longer than the night and night is longer than the day. We're talking about Habit Kufas Nisim, where the day is longer than the night, v'Tishrei. Habit Kufas Tabas v'Tavis, what is talking where the other way? I think I messed it up. Habit Kufas Nisim, the Tish Habit Kufas Tabus, the Tavis. Tabus and Tavis is where the day is longer.
Day or night.
Yeah. The what?
You have to go half and half to get
12 hours. You have half and half because over here the day, it's about the day is longer than the night. Habit Kufas Tabus, the Tavis, I'm a Rabbi Huda. Hani Rabki, the Arboi. The Rabki, the Arboi, is a sieve the Rashi over here tells us, the Rav Gibi Shmeris Kibin Sakin. It's a sieve. Like Sakin Shadaisin by Shmer that you put sediment in. It's inside that the wine seeps out.
Made from fabric.
What do you say?
Made from fabric.
It's made from fabric. How do you know it's made from fabric? Here it says what? Hadi Ravka Demazia, it depends. If it's made out of hair, human hair.
It's thin, it's soft.
It's alright. So that makes it how it's made.
Depends on what the fibers
are. Yeah. So it says what the fibers are. Hadi Ravka Demazia, if it's made out of human hair, Madichon. What you do is you wash it. On the other hand, the Abra, let's say it's made out of wool. If it's made out of wool, the absorption is different. Demazia, it's good enough if you wash it.
Demazia is a human hair, yeah.
The Amra, if it's made out of wool, Minadvan. Then you have, what is Minadvan? What we have? Minadvan, like the things that we have, we just got to say. The Kisna, it's made out of linen, fibers, miyashnud. Well, here what you do is,
12 months.
You have to have yud beis chaydish. You have to keep it around, otherwise nothing's gonna happen. It's so well embedded into the thing, so deeply embedded in it, that the only way to do it is to do it with yud beis chaydish. Katri. On the other hand, let's say there's even knots. Not just that they're there, the fibers that are there, but they're even tied into knots. The Iika Kitre Sharilu. You have to untie the knots in order for it to extract it. If the knots are going to remain there, then it's not going to be able to extract it where it's so well embedded. And Hani Dekuli Mechalos of the Arbai. When we talk about these things, we're talking about also a sieve which is made like a beehive. Rashi tells us that Chalasa Kaveris Shel Shvatim Shemesadin Bohevyayin. You use it to strain the wine. It seems like it's made like a beehive. The Chiti Bechavli Netzuri Badichon. When it's made, the Chiti Bechavli Netzuri. Where it's made out of palm fibers. There's probably the Suri, he says, they're ropes, fibers, Shotsure Deco. It's made, comes from a palm tree. The fibers from a palm tree. But then what do you do there? So you wash it?
Wash always means water in the ash?
Yeah. Washing, no. That'll be Matichat Stav. But the top, the tzapsa, the natvan, if it's made out of the tzapsa of this reed grass, the mingemi, then you have to do it with the process of the drying. The kisna, where it's so well embedded, miyashnan. Then, you let it go, 12 months. Viyisbuhu kitre sharinu. And itmar abharit shahayshit yado legas. Benogabesh kailus. Now, an Amma Aritz is Tameh, and he puts his hand into the gas, and he touches the Eshkailus, he touches the clusters of grapes. They're Mutal in the wine over that are there. What happens over here, if you want to be Matire, all the wine in the, all the wine in the press.
All the parts of the press.
Rabbi Merbchia Chan Amar, Eshkol, the chalsa, the vice of Tabayim. The Eshkol, the cluster that he touched, and everything that immediately is around it are going to be Tameh from Tumas HaMaharetz. The chal habatz das kula is Tahira. However, the rest of it is Tahar, that part that he didn't touch. The chal habatz kol das kula is Tabayim. Now, because this you have to say, why would that be Tameh? But we're talking about Tumas HaMaharetz. What is he? He's a Navatuma. All right. Now he goes and he touches an Eichel, let's say an Eshkol. What is the eshkol? The eshkol is going to be a rishon. Now, if that eshkol, which is tumas eichlin, is going to touch something else, it could become a shady. A eichel rishon could make an eichel shady, but that's it. Can't go beyond that unless you're talking about truma and kachim. But if you're not talking about truma and kachim, it can't be the tame. So therefore, we can hear this. What does it say?
But there's liquid there.
No. Yeah, the gas going to be tame. Well, how's it gonna, gas going to be tame? Going to be tame from a rishon. Can't the gas can't be tame from that? Parts
can't touch it.
No, he can touch that, but he didn't touch that. We're talking that he didn't touch that part.
He only touched
the eshkol.
So what's the
answer? Chad Amar. This is a very big problem. Everybody, what's this over here? What is this all about? This thing. How can the other one say, why would this one be the smart of the other one, the other? The Chad Amar, Kol HaGaz Kula Nami Tmeya. How can it become Tame? Even if you wanted to, if he would, he wouldn't be able to become Tame.
Because of the moisture.
Doesn't say why.
Yes.
This part is a very difficult thing. He can't make it more tummy than he's capable of making it. But if he would touch it directly is one thing. We're not talking about what says, what did he touch? He touched the eshkol. Here it says, Rabbi Rabchi, Hoshit Yada Lagas, the Nogabesh Koilus. He touched the grapes. Alright, if he touched the grapes. So how's the gas going to be tame if he touched the grapes? So the grapes are tame, so what? Tame grapes can't be tame a keli. This is a problem.
You think there's a moisture on the grapes,
that's
tame.
Right away.
Huh?
You think
the Ramban?
Even tame a keli. Ramban,
well.
Yeah, but even if that's true, so how's it going to be tame a keli?
There's moisture on the grapes.
Yeah, anyway, if we're going to say that it's tame the grapes, that's anyway going to be a problem. Where's the hechsher mayim? It's good. Anybody has to have hechsher. Otherwise, I said anyway, don't become tame. But even if you say that, but still can't be tame, Caleb. What?
He said there's moisture on the grapes.
And Rashi
yeah.
And therefore it's the tame of the Caleb.
She said, Rashi said, hey, you told him the yagi. Liquid. The liquid which comes when you die, you can. See, the Rambam says something about the as far as from the.
How's that happen? Even if the worst that it is, the most that it is, even if it's mashkin, the worst that it's going to happen is that it becomes a rishon. Entire mashkin the yestilu.
Right.
So now what's going to happen to the keli?
Yeah.
Can't become a sheni.
So the mashkin
keli anyway can become tamei.
No, but
the keli can't become a sheni.
But the mashkin can be
mature.
No. The mashkin can be mature.
And become what? To make it into a sheni?
The mashkin will make the keli into a rishon.
You can't have a rishon making a rishon.
No,
what do you mean?
The mashkin will make the keli into a rishon, no?
No.
Why would the mashkin become a rishon?
No. What?
The mashkin becomes the eshkol.
The mashkin we can hear. The mashkin it can be an exception. It can become a rishon. It can be matame mashkin liyas tchila. That part wouldn't bother me. But now that it is a rishon, you can't make something else into a rishon. The most that it's making it into a shady. The keli? Who can't be a keli can't become a shady. Can't become a shady. The mashkin can make something in the tabe to make it a rishon to make it into.
What's the Ramban?
What?
What's the Ramban?
What?
There's the moisture of the grapes.
But does that help you? The moisture of the grapes. How can the moisture of the grapes? The worst that can happen, but the moisture of the grapes. First of all, you need the moisture, otherwise the grapes won't become tamei. You need hechsher. And number two, even if it is a mashkin, it's the worst that it's going to become, even by itself, is a rishon. Now we wonder how the keli itself is going to be tormented.
What he says is clear because it's full of wine.
What?
He says because it's all full of wine, it's treated as one entity. Everything is already connected. You touch something in this full basket, happens to be the eshkol. Everything in the basket itself is as if you touched it all at the same time.
Including the basket, you mean? The whole basket, including the basket, you mean? That's a chiddush. Does he bring it from somebody?
No, this says it in his own name.
This says it in his own name. What is his name? Steinholz. Steinholz. I don't know if that's so. All right, that's the problem. You see, he says it, but he doesn't bring it from a rishon or something. All right. All right. This is a problem that we have here. Maishna mehonisnan. Sharon, we learned Sharon shenitza berechayim. Eina betame elabakai bago. Vimhaya bashkin mahalach. Hakol tame. So they're saying what? It makes enough kamina. And hasam la mipsak, malisak palamini. Hacha mipsaki. Over here comes the, here, see the, lo mipsik midi. The Rashi shemashke mechabram, uvezesim, einesh koilus. Here we're going over here, where we have sherit shemnitza berechayim. We have eight, it's not the tani alamakai bago. But if it's their mashkim, to the machaber, the whole thing, the halach of the day, the halach, then everything is tameh, because it serves as a chibur to all of them.
That's what he's saying. That's what Stein's also saying.
You think the whole thing is one big entity. And Hossam, because over there, the reason is, not there was no hefsek and over lo mini. But Hossam, nitsaki, Hossam, nitsaki, ashkailus. Over there, I'm under the Raviyemi, I'm under the Bray, the Rav Yirmiya, Kedivrei Ha'aymer Eshkol, the Chos Mivaisa of Tmeyim, Cholabaskula Tahira, but rest is tar like that, why? Because the Eshkol, the gas itself is going to be different. Therefore, he'll tell itself is going to remain tar. If it becomes Tamei, that's the problem that we have. What is it? The gas itself, with all of its contents, when there's one big entity, that's how he's saying it. I don't, it's very difficult to hear with such a thing, why it would be like that. That's what makes sense. That's where it's saying, the gods itself could be batar, and everything in it, the contents could be dealt with as one big thing. The only one of the other man, though, the other man, the Omar holds, you look at the whole big thing. That's Rabbi Steinsaltz.
He
quotes him to somebody else?
No, when he says the whole thing, then in the footnote he said, except the gas itself.
Oh, except the gas itself. That makes sense, yeah. So we're trying to figure out. We heard the other about what does he hold?
He said the entire mind frame.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah. It's a big difference. That's what we're saying. All the contents, you can deal with it. It's one big thing. And let's say that about the Amar holds, you look at the whole thing is one big thing. Don't know why it should be like that. If it is, it's a chumrah d'rabbana, but it would be like that. We wouldn't be an ikur din, a tuma. Maybe it's a separate gzeira that they had for this. But it's interesting that Rashi doesn't tell you anything about it. I don't think the other Rishayim say it either like this. They explain it like this. But this is a problem. It sounds like it's rabbanit, and that was just sounds like the way he's saying it. That badamar wahol thing, you look at the whole big thing, it's being one big wide press, whether it's the content or whether it's the wide press itself, you're making it into tummy. It certainly can't be that you're going to make a sharishan into a shady. The keli itself is going to become a shady. How do you do that? I should really mention, before we go on, maybe, I shouldn't mention that the concept of 12 months that we have, it's not the first time, of course, in this Masechta that we had the concept of the 12 months. Remember, we had the 12 months, we had the Gemaras, we have the Gabamet, and we have the Lamedalin, we had. Hildesum is out of the show, Zim Hishlim, Mispal Filis Titus, Hildesum. We had by the Kadkanim, Shalom de Kachavim, Kadkanim, Avon de Kachavim, the Acha Yud Beis Chaydish Mutarim, after 12 months their mutter. In Chulin, in other areas of Machalas Asuris, we never have such a thing. And some, there are those I want to shtel it to, but it's a very difficult thing, such a thing. What's this concept of the 12 months? You're able to go and kasher something after 12 months. Some people think like my chametz, they have the thing became a chametz, and they want to use it for Pesach a year from now. But the other, with the Chacham Tzvi and others, this is only a unique, this is a unique halacha that we have by Klei Ayayin. That there's a date of 12 months. This we don't find anywhere else. That it should be a halacha. There's no such thing. Kachar and Hilchas, Kachar and Kalim, there should be such a thing that's 12 months. By Yayin we have it. Not by other things. This is a new thing that we have. It would seem to be that when we have a Yayin that's absorbed and it's left to linger for 12 months, it just dissipates. The whole, the tab, everything with the whole effect of it. It's going to be like that. So whenever we see this concept of the 12 months, it's a unique thing that we only find over here in this Masechta. All Chulim. Don't say a word about this in Masechta's Chulim.
Sometimes you get an old set of
Kalim. What?
When you get an old set of Kalim, you don't know what it was.
Let's say an old set of Kalim in a thing. 12 months of China. China.
What is China? China's
Cheres, but it's glazed. That's the difficulty that we have. Because of today's China. Because we have what we're talking about. It's any item that doesn't fill the oil limit. And now the question that we have is, well, it's got me to the same thing. By China. There's no dead feel as Caleb have coming up with the Gemara's now. There's no dead of Kasha. What? So there you are. See, you know, Kasha China. You can't Kasha China. It's a Charis. What are you going to do?
Look, a lot of people inherit old China, combined with China.
I know, You can buy it. It's trade for China. It's a problem.
But what was put in there? In other words, it wasn't cooked. It's China, so it was not shaming.
No, but it's hot stuff in there, of course. Yeah, that's what you have. Everything clean reshoot, everything. They have every clean reshoot in it.
Absolutely,
a soup bowl, yeah. Where it hasn't certainly had all the things that were backward, the different gush. Let's say you have a hot piece of meat or something came into it, a hot piece of the trafus. Of course. If a person buys clay tashmish food things that he utilizes as eating instruments.
What's it
mean? A lakeach from a guy. Now, as shedarko lahatpio. If it's darko, let's read this first. As shedarko lahatpio, yatpio. Lahagil yagil. Lalabe biur, yalabe biur. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Eshedarko lahatbil. What does it mean? It's darko lahatbil. Koimar. Kli harai li taher betvila. Ein tsarach tikkun acher. It's a question of here of kashering it. If it's something that's used, to be used up by dipping. Kigain. Kli shetashmisho ayadei tsayna. You use it. It's in glasses. You want to drink. Drinking glasses are things that you only use for tzaydan. Yipo, the you, the silozech. To kasher it, you don't need to be magil it, you don't need agola, you don't need anything else, just wash it off well. There's no reason to be chayshish that there are any bleas in it. On the other hand, when lahagil b'mayim reishchin, you're going to use it for hot stuff with mayim that are boiling. Kigayin, soup stuff. Kigayin kli shetashmisho b'chach, a keli that you use it for hot things, hot soup. The haidu yairis or kederis, you use it, let's say, pots, shel matkes that are made out of metal. So how do you kasher metal that was used for hot soup? Yagil, you do hagola, avigmar refers to the boy nabitzvila. We're going to explain that then. Besides that, with the kashering process, there's also going to be in the things that are made, the laben be'ur, kind of a far shviyosio. We're going to see. Things that are, let's say, we have, things like a rotisserie, or things that are made like a shpud, a grill. That's how you kosher it. Ashpud v'ha'askela. When you talk about a grill, a rotisserie, a spit. Right, melabed beur. You have to be melabed and dafket through fire itself, not with hagolah. That itself is not going to be enough. Hasakin shafa v'hitahira. Now, what about that? A sakin? What you do is, let's see what this applies. Shofa rashin layab dasha. What you do is, light shabi evan shal lafachim. You go and you scrape it with a stone that a blacksmith uses. Or shofa lashin shufina. Let's see what it is. You stick it in. That says you'll stick it into the, karka. Which was not soft, which is hard ground, and you stuck it in even 10 times. I mean, that's how you'll be able to do it in the Eitzah. Eitzah 10 times, so that, and we'll see about what that is.
So is it probably in the material or
is it probably what? No. Unless it's charis, it's a different thing. No. Rashi says, talking about that. Let's say we're talking over here when the Hagol is taking place. We're saying it's talking about matter. Tana, the kun. Now, besides the koshering process, I'm sorry to interrupt everybody, really, but I'm having such a good time. It has to go ahead.
We're looking forward to the Wait till Slaughter dies.
Let me know when everybody's ready. Tana, the kula tzrichet tzvila, barbaibsa. Besides all this, the kashering process, there's also a din that before we use the kalim, it has to be done, there has to be a din of tzvila. I should really add another thing here also. When we're talking about halokeach kli in the Mishnah's case, halokeach kli tashvish mihalemik achavim, it says eshedarko lahatbil yatbil. If it's the derech, what does it mean darko lahatbil? Rashi said it's the derech to use it b'tzayna. Klima kli haray litayer at the top. The one Rashi that we read litayer b'tvila ain tzarech tikun acher. What does that mean? Does that mean you usually used it with something? Let's say once in a while you used it for something hot. A rogil means things that you're rogil to use it for that. Maybe it means maybe you can assume that it never happened. Or maybe it means that even if it did happen, it doesn't make a difference. David is saying, no, all it takes is one time. That is not pasha. And that's a big machlekes rishayim that we have. If you have something that you always, it's the derech to use it, let's say, in one way, and once in a while you used it for something else. Let's say you said it once in a while, you day a shmut. Like, a shmut is always, you always use it that way.
But
Let's say you use it something that's not a spit. Somehow, I don't know, the effect of Kaylee, let's say that what you would use, usually you ate it with water or a day ago. You would do it to cook. And once in a while, you used it to go and grill something. A case like that. Or you have a knife. Knives, the knives that you use are never used for something hot. The regular knife. A salad. It's a salad knife. Once in a while, you went and you used it. You used it for something that was hot. You went and you put it into a dover gush, into a hot piece of roast beef or something, and you go and cut it. Is that what does that need? Because of that one piece, you're going to have to go and be magil it? Or no, one piece doesn't share it. If usually that's how it is, at Shadaka Lahatpil. And we have the different Mishvamises, we have different Shitas and Taisvas. We have a Taisvas later on, it's not here, but it's in the Taisvas that we have on Ayin Vav on the Bays. We do have it. Whether or not whether it's based on what it's what the derech is, or whether it happened or whether it didn't happen. The Aimer Rabbeinu Tam, we have a lashon of Rabbeinu Tam. The other kaivelon the sakin boyli bun. Heichad isur bala. Aynu dafka beisur the sakin gedayla. Shederech late slice mabasser. It's a big sakin that's used to roast meat. Take it out of, like it says, Sakinim Ashbudim, Sakinim Dumyin Ashbudim, Amo Sakinim Ketanim. Let's say you're talking about different types of knives. The Ein Derech Litzlois Mahem Basar, but I Sagi Lu by them, it's good enough with Hagola, Apeshel Anikachavim, the Riva Matzrech Libud, Gabi Sakinim Ketanim. Why? Misha Pa'amim. Derech lahapach behed baser al gabi gacholim. Sometimes it can happen like that, that you use it for that. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, dezeh eino koroi tashmisho al yad al yedei ur. Kevin dein tashmish kavua al yedei ur. What happens? This already is a difficult thing to understand why it is like that, the Rabbeinu Tam. But this, I mean, you have, it depends. Just because it happened does not mean that you automatically have to go with kosher. It does got to they leave with they have blowtorch or something. If the derech is to go and do that. This is the Ritva over here. If you want to take a look, the Ritva brings it also as a machlokes or rishayim over here in this Gemara that we have. That's what it means. The derech we have in the Mishnah. Halakeh, kodikashish, minoda, shedako lahatpil. It makes enough kamina. Darko lahatpil. Darko lahatpil means that that's the derech to do it, it doesn't make a difference. That once in a while, there was an aberration and you used it for something else. Or maybe it does. Both of them are brought, really. It's really, we're choishish for that. Lechumra. No, lechumra. Lechumra, it would be like that. But there is such a, we do have such a thing. So minan emili. How do you know this? How do you know there's such a din of tefillin by the Caleb? Amar over there, my kolkol davar sheyavu veish tavir veish v'taher. Because top kol davar, it says by clay midyan. Kol davar sheyavu veish taviru veish v'taher. What happened when they came back from Midian? Anything that was used in an Aish, how do you kasher it? The virable Aish, and it becomes Tahir. The Tahir. Now, what is this thing with Tahir? Let's say he didn't use the word the Tahir. Kol davar shiyama v'aish, tavir v'aish. Fine. What's this Tahir? I see v'cha akasav tara acharis. That tells you there's a din of Caleb. Now we have, of course, a very fundamental din. The din of Tfilas Caleb. Is it a deraisa? Or is it a drabana? Do we have it's a drasha gemura? Maybe it's a lina smachta. The way Rashi learns it, and kamu of a kamu rishayim, the whole thing is a din deraisa. On the other hand, we have other rishayim that hold that it's an asmachta. It's not like that. The whole din of Tfilas Caleb in the first place, it's only his Rabban. The Rambam is a whole mavukya, according to the Rambam, from one line to the other. in the Rambam, whether the Rambam holds the Raisa, or whether the Rambam holds it to the Rabbanin, we don't really know. On the one hand, the Rambam calls it the Reisoifrim, then the Rambam calls it Mipi Hashmua. That's how it is.
What is
it? Yeah, what is it? Fresh. Maybe it's on a Smachta, maybe he holds it to be like that. Anyway. Let's just read it. Maybe we just to read it, the Rambam, that it would be like that. You can't say this way. It's Mefarish and Pasuk also. We got to get from the Vitoher over here also.
That's
the concept. Yeah, yeah. Maybe it becomes Tahar. See you a minute. In Zion. The Rambam, we take a look. The Rambam, let me just read the Rambam, and I'll leave it to you. But really, and how to learn the Rambam is also totally in Rishonim, and how they read the Rambam. But Shuvas HaRashba, and other Rishonim, how they read the Rambam exactly.
What?
I'm looking at Machos HaSuras. Yud Zayin. Here it says like that. Yud Zayin Vav. Here it says, the Rambam says a Lashon like this. Maybe it's talking about Allah ahead. Tvila zu shebat bila klei asuda hadu kocha min ho'akum. When we buy things from a guy. Bi'achakach Yutru l'achila, and they'll become afterwards mutter for achila, ushia. The tuba that we talk about ain't a lady tuba v'tara. It's not very relevant tuba v'tara. What we say over there, it's v'tohir. What does it mean? It's the shell of tame. It doesn't because it touched the sherets or something like that. Ella be divrei. Listen, Ella be divrei seifrim. Ushia ain't a lady tuba v'tara. Ella be divrei seifrim. The remez la called up, the remez la, it's a pusik, a remez. Called up as she yabo voesh, taviro voesh, vitaher. That's the remez. Umi pia shmua lundu. She ain't a midaber, el mitaharasan. Mi day geule yakum. Lo mi day tuba. We're talking only from the taking it away. From the abomination of the guy, not from Tumah Tara, according to the halachas, like a regular Tumah Tara. Shein lecha tuma oila yidei ha'esh. When you put something in fire, it doesn't mean that it's Tumah Tara or something. Galat meyim betvila oila betumasam doesn't happen. That does not happen. A knife of Tara. Betumas meis b'hazol tvila. Yein shem esh klal. Esh is not a mikveh. Olayin gulei akum, the kevan shekasu v'taher, amru chachamim, chesim v'chotara, achar aviras avayesh, lahatira migulei akum. Ad lo chayvu v'tvila zu elakli matris. What's lo chayvu? They were not the chayiv, chazal, except kli matris, shalsuda. No kochah min alakum. And then he goes to the other deed about Malashayo, the person borrows a keli from a guy, maybe he has a mashkin, we have different things that we have, like we're coming up. But the Rambam started off by saying, there's a remez, we have over here, Lenin v'achakach, Ella midibrei seifrim, the remez, and there's a remez, and we be a shmua. These are the lashonis that the Rambam holds. On the one hand, the Lashon Mipi Hashmua, you know, it's mashma that it's a Kabbalah, that's how we should touch it up. A Remez, a Remez could also be a Deraisa. We have a lot of times some Remez could be a Deraisa. The Rabbah says, by Yichud, the Gemara says, by Yichud, by Nisachamayim, the word uses a Remez. The word Remez itself does not automatically mean that it's going to be a Drabbana. But he calls it Dibrei Seifrim, then he switches sort of Mipi Hashmua, and we have a big machlokes in Kadmonim, whether how to learn the Rambam is a Rabbanan or the Raisa. So the Rambam Shita is not 100% clear here. And Rayim Rishaitim, I think that Rayim Rishaitim learned that it's going to be a Daraisa. There are those that hold that it's a Drabonim. I don't like about it. So it's a Chamser Vitri. There are those who hold that the whole thing is a Drabonim. Not a Chamser Vitri, but it's more the not... The Yechidim and Rishaitim that they are. Not the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva. They all learned that it's a Daraisa. There are those who hold though that it's a Drabanan. We have a Taisus Rita, Kolboy, the Nurza Ruah. The Kolboy, the Shita of the Kolboy. The sheet of the kolbay that is a drabonin, or no, it's a ruah that is a drabonin. But the other, the sheetas that we have are Ramban, the Ravit, Taisis Rashi, the Rajba, the Ra'ah, they all hold that it's a deraisa. The kolbay holds that it's a drabonin. Have a Taisis Rita holds that it's a drabonin. And the Oysa Ruah holds that it's a drabonin. So we haven't got so much like this in this thing, what it is. What kind of chiyuv there is. The Rambam again, we have a big machlokes of what it is. With a Bach, also the Kadmainim, exactly what the sheet of the Rambam is. So here it says Lachabo, Amar Rava, like we have in Tahir, Paisimcha Kasif Tara Cheres, Tani Makapar Biten Shemer Bemei Nida, Shemei Ani Shetzer Chazal Shlishi Yishvi. Maybe where does it use the term Mei Nida? In Parshas Chukas. They're talking about maybe mechadus paraduma tamid leimer no ach cholak. I came out tamid leimer. So what does it mean when it says v'mei nida? Mayim she nida tevelus b'hem. Has to be an oimer v'yomer arbaim saw. It has to be arbaim saw. And since it has to be arbaim saw, the people learn that even in a case, let's say where you're talking about a tefila. That normally would not need Mebsa. Let's say what? Let's say you're talking about a Mayan. Be Mayan. You have a Machat that's Tabe and you want to be Matar the Machat. You don't need it. You put it into a Mayan and you don't need Mebsa. For over here, for Tfilas Kalim, you're always going to need the Mebsa. It won't help. The Mayan Chayim. Even if it is Mayan Chayim, even if it's Be Mayan, there's a special Tzeres HaKosuv of Be Nida that this is how it has to be. It has to be Mayim Shad and Nida is able to work. That's going to be Dafke where it's going to be Mebsa. Yeah, but that's it. But that's the drusha. But I must find that a Nibay Nida that helps. Mayim Shad and Nida Tevelos Meb. Aviyaymer Arbaim Sa. Yisrach Lemichta. There's a kasha that we have over here. This was only a tzivui that they had. From Midian. Before they went to Midian, they captured everything from Sichem Yoik.
Working with that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, there's a kind of Zachar Veshomer B'din Barasa, you know. And so, what we have over here, so everybody asked this question, what happened? By Sichem Yoik, they were able to take everything. There was no tzivoy. Whatever happened by Midian. And so I am very Yisraelistic of things. So the Ramban says what? Good, very good. So the Ramban says, because like we know, like Kibush Ha'aretz, they were mutter even, becoming the Chaziri, the Gemara says, they were even able to eat treifus. And therefore, yeah, so that's not Pashat at all. Right. And therefore, over here, this is not part of the kibush. Why did they go to war? It's a very difficult topic. The whole Machabes of Midian. You don't find any kind of a Machaba that's like this. Why did they go to war anyway against Midian? What did they become? The Akskatama. What's the war because of Machaba? Battle is Nakama. You know, I hate to say it, you know, but every time, we suffer this parsha because it's a summer parsha and everybody's ready, one foot out the door already, you know, because of the summer. But it's always a problem. What Midian, how it was a Gavaldi Gatina. Says, wait, what happened? We seduced them to go and be first of us, right? But somebody would go to war with us? No, we didn't make you do it. Who told you to do it? You gave in to your own Yetzer Hara. And you go to war to kill us? It's our fault? You should have had control over yourself. What do you think? What kind of a reason is that to go to war? I mean, they were under me at Talmud. They forced them to worship Avodah Zarah. You did it yourself. We provided the Yetzer Hara for you. All right. Okay, that's a reason. Is that a justification to go to war? We provided the Yetzer Hara. They gave it itself what? We're a basis, sort of. But it's a basis, sort of, yeah. Maybe.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it wasn't really a basis. I mean, alright, but that's a separate thing. But the Maisa wasn't part of the conquest of Eretz Israel. And therefore, whatever Atayrim that we have, that the Gemara of Chulin tells us in Yitzayim, Tadli the Chaziri, it does not apply by Melchamas Midian. By Melchamas Midian. It only applied by Sechaviyah. That's one way. It's interesting is that other Rishayim come to Dingzach on the Ramban. And they say, what do you mean? Sichat V'yayik was not for the conquest of Eretz Israel. It wasn't for that. Now that already opens up a real Pandora's box. What that was, Melchama of Sichat V'yayik. What was it? It was a territorial expansion, but it was just a... You mean the Pesukim, it doesn't seem like it is like that. Well, they went there. They went to Sichat V'yayik. They said, you know, we want to go across with Eber HaYarden. Can you please be so kind as to let us go through your territory? They said no. What happened next thing they know? They come and they show up with an army. They had no desire. They didn't want to go to Sichat V'yayik, Eber HaYarden. It was an Pesukim. All of a sudden they show up with an army. They said, leave us alone. We're not interested in fighting against you. We're going to go to the other side of the Yarden, and we're going to fight against the Laban of Bachai Kedad. That, yeah. But you, we have no bone to pick with you. Well, next thing they know, they're going to war with Sichat V'yayik. What is happening? But yeah, that's called, the Rabbat says, I was jealous, what would have happened had they been nice guys? What would they have done? And what would happen if there's a Reuben God, where Reuben shows up after us? What would have done? Where would they have gotten their chedek in every day? But now we have the Rashi and the Ramban. Yeah. Okay, but this is one of the issues that we have. And why it didn't apply by Sichat V'yayik. Now the Gemara says, yeah, I mean, it's Ramban, you can't do this. Yeah, Gemara now says, because of Rachmana Vitar, Havamina Vitar Kaldahu. Because of Rachmana Vimainida, that it has to be Mepsah. Because of Rachmana Vimainida, Havamina, Arv Shamish Kanida. Let's say Billy would have said that. She would be Tumid just like by Anida. She only is Tar, only Ethan is Arv Shamish. Because of Rachmana Vitar, only Alter. It says, even if it's new Kalim, it is that you need it. The Hayashanim, the Hayashanim, believe them. Let's say old Kalim that you went, that you were Malabin there. That's like new. Chadashim, but now if I became the Torah says over here, you need Tfilim, but you love him by Tfilim. That's good, Rav Sheshes. The Haki Afilu Zugir Sarvalanami. What do you mean? Even you have a pair of scissors? I mean, the same thing. On my leg, like Suda, I'm wearing. The whole thing, remember, by the whole thing of the Parsha of Tvila only is referring to clay Suda. If it's not clay Suda, what is it? Not. You have a can opener. Can opener is not clay Suda. Omrab Nachman, Amarabba, Maravu, Eloi Shanu, Elam, Elakuchen, the Chabai, Sashahayavo, Shaulin. Let's say you're using a guy's keli. You're borrowing it. There's nothing wrong with going to Howard Johnson's and go taking a glass of the Coke or something like that. I will show you the note. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Zavad Mada the Marda beyavikachavim. He bought a Mada of Marda. Now what's Marda? It's made out of what? Made out of dung or charis. It's a mixture of what? It's of some other material, not metal. Davar lahatvila, and he thought they has to be toivulin. Amar lehem rabbanu Rabbi Yaakov shemay. L'di b'parshel minet Rabbi Yechonon klei matzis amar b'parshel. Where does it apply? Only klei matzis, not by this thing made out of dung or plastic or something. Amar Rav Ashi, what about this? Hadi klei schuches, Chayal v'chein ishtabru. Mi'etz lahad. Since if they break, they can have a takana, you can melt it down. And therefore, at least in the Drabbanan, we can all the Rishayim hold that it's a Daraisa, the din of Tfilas Kalim, but even they could be masking by Schuchis, and it's going to be a Drabbanan. And like we have over here, Kunya, Pligim Ravacha Ravina, Chadaber Ketchilasa, Chadaber Ketsoifai. It's both. It's guys, and it's glazed. It's glazed. Pardon me?
With metal.
Glazed with glass.
He says with a metallic coating.
Metallic coating. All right. The Hilchasa Kesaifai, which means what? That is Chayim Tefillah. Anybody little Mashkutabai? Suppose it's given over as a Mashkin. Is that like you bought it? Or it's like Shayla? Amar Avashim, right? Amar Mamar Avashim. Amar Mashkin Le'evigachavim Kosa the Kosim of Yad Balei. He gave it as a Mashkin, and before he used it, he was Tevel it. The Ishti Bay. And he drank with it. But for Le'yodada, I don't know why. He was from the Kosava Mashkanta Kisvini, Damya. Imishum the chasi liyavi kachavim the daite nishkulei. Or because it's right, the chasi liyavi kachavim the daite nishkulei. Or because it vibes like he bought it because he wants him to be able to let him keep it. I'm not going to pay him. He's going to take it, so he's basically das from it completely, and therefore over here this thing it's going to be different. So how do you look at this exactly? When we talk about the Mashkin, we'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.